This morning we're going to pause from the Sermon on the Mount and celebrate our mothers, since it is Mother's Day. So welcome again, especially our mothers. Our first reading is found in Proverbs 31, verses 25 and following. It is one of the great passages on the Bible that celebrates women and mothers. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gates. And then from the New Testament, from Paul's letter to Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, in keeping with the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God whom I serve, as my ancestors did, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you, so that I may be filled with joy. I'm reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For the Spirit of God gave us does not make us timid or fearful, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts and minds this morning. Well, as I said, we're looking at mothers today and celebrating them and thinking about the greatest of all gifts. We all love our mothers, and they go through so much. I heard the story about this mother, and she was busy cleaning the house one day, tending to her child and dog and everything else, and her phone was on the stand next to the couch, and all of a sudden it rang, and she was in a hurry to pick up the phone, and on her way to pick it up, she tripped over the living room rug, and her hand landed on the table, knocked the phone down on the dog. Phone went on, but the dog started barking. When the dog started barking, the three-year-old started to cry, and she managed to pick up the phone, and her husband's voice says, "I haven't heard anyone say hello yet, but I'm certain I have the right number." Some of the chaos that our mothers live through and shine a brighting light in our world. And over this last year, we always appreciate our mothers, but I think over the last year, many times we've appreciated our mothers all the more. In addition to all the chaos they endure in midst of all of that, they, of course, are those that are raising our parents most often the most, and they're also sort of nurses for the little wounds that we have in life, physically, and I think also maybe spiritually as well. They're nurses when we get injured, right? And then also we think about them being teachers. And this past year, we discovered that mothers are also IT people, right? So they kept the computers going for kids, maybe for grandkids as they were watching them, and they do a lot of amazing things. And so we want to celebrate mothers today. And as we look at these two scripture passages this morning, sometimes people will say to me, "Are there any scripture passages that are written by women?" And I always say, yes, there's several. And the first one that we know of is Proverbs 31. Now, you know, Solomon, who was one of the wisest people to ever live, had a lot of wisdom that he wrote down, but he also collected wisdom from people all over the world. And so one of the places that he wrote down was Proverbs 31, which we are told is by a woman. And we know that because it says right in the passage, these are the words of King Lemuel's mother. So wisdom that she was imparting to her son, and Solomon wanted to include to us. We also think about Ruth was probably written by a woman and possibly also Hebrew. But I want to take a moment and just lift up this beautiful passage. And I will say also that this is Proverbs 31, which is the last verse in the book of Proverbs. And it is basically the culmination of wisdom. And so Solomon wants to lift up this passage. And it's written by, again, the mother of King Lemuel. And these are her words. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. How true that is. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all their hands have done, and let her works bring praise to the city gates. So if you haven't honored the mother in your life or mothers in your life, then I encourage you to do so. Already called mom last night because I knew it'd be busy this morning, and I'll call her later this afternoon. And my mother is a really important person in my life, and I'm sure your mother is an important person in your life too. And Solomon, in this great passage of wisdom, is just imparting how important it is. Actually, Solomon is reiterating the words of Lemuel, King Lemuel's mom, about how important it is to select the right person in your life. This is the person that really is the one who's going to just pour faith many times into kids and wisdom, and just can bless people in countless ways. And he's saying, make sure that you honor her. Well, every day, hopefully, but today especially, because after all, it is Mother's Day. So we want to do that. And I hope you're doing something special for the mother in your life. But I think in addition to all the things that mothers do, they also, one of the greatest things they do is to impart faith to us. And I think that's so, so important. And in that scripture passage, Solomon has, or rather King Lemuel's mother has, and Solomon echoes it, is that she has the fear of the Lord. Now, fear of the Lord is it has the awe and reverence of God. And so when she has that, when an important person like your mother has that, then she imparts that into you over the days and weeks of life. And I'm thinking, too, Tamara pointed out Mary, the mother of Jesus. And when you think about Mary, I mean, we don't really know a lot about Joseph. He was a carpenter who was important in Jesus' life, but we think that he was substantially older than Mary and may have passed away mid-year into Jesus' life. And so he wasn't able maybe to follow Jesus like Mary did. But Mary was not only the mother of Jesus, but also the important disciple of Jesus. She was there in all of Jesus' sort of moments when he was healing to support him, and his moments of teaching to listen and pay attention and to support him there. And then even at the foot of the cross, Mary was there. And you can only imagine how difficult that was for her, but she was there to support and no doubt pray for her son. And of course, she experienced the resurrection as well. And so Mary was an important person, even in our Lord's life. But Paul also points out a great chapter for women being lifted up in Scripture. And Paul is writing the book of 2 Timothy. We believe that's the last letter that Paul ever wrote. And he's writing it to Timothy. Paul is in prison. He is awaiting a chance to give his testimony before the Roman emperor. He believes that in giving his testimony, he may well be condemned to death, which we believe that he was. And so he's writing out his last letters. And this last one to Timothy, whom he calls his son in the faith. Now, Timothy was the one that Paul mentored in life. Timothy followed Paul in his missionary journeys, and most of his missionary journeys. And Paul also left Timothy behind to watch over a number of the churches. And so Paul is considering him sort of his son in the faith. We believe that Timothy's father either left or died early in his life. And so Timothy had two people that were primary in his life other than Apostle Paul, which was his mother and his grandmother. And so Paul is writing to Timothy and encouraging him as he faces some challenges and difficulties in life. The churches that he was pastoring were going through tremendous adversity and difficulty, and Paul wants to impart some faith to him. But listen to who Paul credits faith being in Timothy to, not to Paul the great apostle, but he credits it to his mother and grandmother. And I want you to listen to this passage again. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, in keeping with the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank my God, whom I serve as my ancestors did with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I too may be filled with joy. I'm reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. Paul, this great apostle, even though he's writing this great letter that we cherish today, is crediting Timothy's faith to his mother and his grandmother. And I think for a lot of us, we need to credit our mothers and our grandmothers with faith that they showed us and the faith that they told us each and every day of our life. And I don't know about you, but there's so much of my own life and my own faith, certainly, that really I owe to my mother. And so that's one of the things I always try to write on a card or letter or share with her when I'm doing that. And so to reflect on that, for mothers, I think, to be encouraged in this moment too, because you strive to answer your kids' questions and teach them to pray and read the Bible and bring them to church. And so you should know that what you do really matters in life. Now, it doesn't happen all at once, I must tell you, because right now, of course, I don't think we have any farmers here at this service, but at the early one, some farmers there. And right now, of course, it's raining outside, but farmers plant those seeds this time of year, and even though there's rain and sunshine and the nutrients are there in the soil, they can't see that seed growing, right? It's underneath the soil, but they have to have confidence that the seed is growing in the soil. And I think in the same way, mothers many times plant the seed of faith in our lives, right? And they wonder, is this really happening down beneath the surface? But I think you need to have confidence that through the sunshine of God's love and the water of the Holy Spirit and the nutrients in the soil that you have put in their life, that that faith will grow over time. Now, it does take time, and sometimes it takes some adversity and challenge as you go through the seasons of life. But know that what you do in planting the seeds of faith really makes a difference in people's lives. One of the stories I love about Abraham Lincoln was he often credited much of his faith and much of his wisdom to his mother. In fact, he said that he really, everything that he accomplished, he owed to his dear angel mother. And that's pretty amazing because, of course, Abraham Lincoln, one of the greatest presidents we've ever seen, but also guided our country through one of the most difficult chapters in history, which was the Civil War. And so he needed incredible wisdom in guiding diplomacy as well as the war efforts and then trying to rebuild the nation from the divisions into one. And he looked to his mother for much of the wisdom in life and knew that she was a person of deep, deep faith today. I know so many of us want to credit our mothers with faith. Now, it's interesting because in the early chapters of American history, there's a great, one of the great preacher families in American history was G. Campbell Morgan's family. And G. Campbell Morgan was a great preacher known far and wide, and he had four sons. And all of them grew up to be preachers as well. And then in the middle of their life, they had gathered around this family table. So the father was there and these four sons. And someone who was a guest at the table asked, knowing it would sort of bring a little controversy there, so which of the Morgans is the greatest preacher? And all four sons said together, mother. Now, I think there's a reason for that, which is that mothers preach all the time, not by necessarily what they say or from the pulpit, but how they live out their life. In fact, someone once said, preach all the time, use words only when necessary. And I think mothers are a master of that. So today, to realize that one of the greatest gifts that our mothers gives us is the gift of faith and nurturing faith in our lives. And the second thing to think about, I think, is what is one of the greatest gifts, maybe the greatest gift that we can give our mothers? And I think the truth is, and I hope you've gotten them flowers and maybe taken them out for brunch and we'll take them out to lunch later or something else, but I think to really live out the faith that they have tried to instill in us, right? And sometimes we forget about that, but I think it's one of the greatest gifts that we can have. Listen to what the Apostle Paul writes to Timothy right after that passage about his mother and his grandmother, Lois and Eunice. He says this, "For this reason I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of hands. For the Spirit of God gave us is not a spirit of fearfulness or timidity, but God's Spirit is power and love and self-discipline." I love the phrase that he uses, to fan into flame, right? Are there any campers or RVers who make a fire in a fire pit, or maybe you just have a fire pit in the back of your house in your backyard somewhere? And so maybe you know that if you start a fire and then it, you sort of go relax for a while or go do something, you come back and it's just gone down to coals, right? And so what do? You either through, you know, wind, you know, a little fan thing, or just by getting down close to it and blowing on it, you can make it burst back into flames and put more wood on it, and it will, again, build back to the brightness and heat and blazing glory that it had. And I think Paul's using that imagery to Timothy to say, listen, you face some adversity and challenges over the last few years. The churches that you're pastoring have gone through persecution and difficulty. You as a leader have gone through trials and difficulties. And Paul knows that Paul being in prison is a challenge to Timothy as well, because Paul was a guiding force in Timothy's life. But Paul is saying, listen, Even though you've gone through that and you're feeling discouraged right now, fan into flame the gift of faith that is in you. And I think in our own lives, we honor our mothers and our grandmothers by fanning into flame the gift of faith. Many of us have faced a lot over the last year and a half or so. In addition to all the other trials and difficulties of life, we've, of course, been through the pandemic. The weight of that, even with the vaccine out there, is a lot. We're seeing lots of rays of hope, but there is just the sort of the weight of all of that on many of our shoulders. Maybe we've lost loved ones. Maybe even now we have a loved one who's sick. Maybe we know someone who's lost a job, or we ourselves have, or we have had burdens on our relationships. We know what it's like to be discouraged in life sometimes. And Paul's saying, listen, fan into flame the gift of faith. And he goes on to say something important, which is this. Paul says, the Spirit of God that is in you is not a spirit of timidity or fearfulness, but of power and of love and of self-discipline. Now, if you want to read a verse of encouragement in the Bible, I encourage you to star that, underline it, or highlight it in your Bible. But power is the word dunamai in the Greek, which is the word that we get dynamite from, or dynamo, the big generators in like dams and over waterfalls. And so Paul's saying, this is a great power that's within you, so unlock that power. And then how do we balance out power? Well, love, right? Love is the key to all of life. And so Paul says, you've got this love within you, the love of God, and love that inspires us to love others. And then how do we know how to balance all that out? Well, self-discipline, right? Knowing the key to when to have sort of a tough love and when to have a tender love, knowing when to have power, when to listen and care and have compassion. And so Paul's saying that faith, the faith that you fan into flame, is the key to all of that. So today, where are you in your faith life? A lot of us have been discouraged over the last year, and we've had our great moments, and maybe we've had moments that were sad or discouraging or even heartbreaking. I encourage you to listen to the words of Paul and to fan into flame that gift of faith that is within you. Thomas Edison, the great inventor, said about his mother, he said, I didn't have my mother long in life. She died early in his life. He said, but I don't know what I would have done without her. He said, I was a person that could go astray. He said, but you know, my mother was the person who got me back on the track. And he says, all that I am, I owe to my mother. And he said, my mother was the making of me. My mother was the making of me. And I love that, right? The greatest inventor of all times. I don't know how many patents, I can't even count the number of patents that Thomas Edison had, and he credited it to his mother. And I think that faith was also a key to that. Today, honor our mothers by accepting the gift of faith that they have helped grow within us. And know that that gift of faith is so important, and they care about us fanning into flame that gift of faith, and it will make the difference in our life. I want to close with a couple of thoughts. There were four scholars that were once sort of debating what the greatest translation of the Bible was. And so one scholar said, well, I think it's the King James Version because it's from the Elizabethan English, and the Elizabethan English is the greatest era of English language. It had the most rhyme and rhythm. It was the most eloquent, and so the King James is the best. The other scholar said, well, you know, I like the American Standard Version because it's more literal. It gets the stenches right, and it's just more literal, and so I like that. And the other scholar said, well, I like the Moffat Version. So it isn't as poetic as the King James. It isn't as literal as the American Standard Version, but it has color and imagery that really brings alive the poetry and the imagery of these writers. And the other scholar thought for a moment. He said, well, I like my mother's translation of the Bible the best. And the other scholar stepped back and said, you mean your mother translated the Bible? He said, you know, my mother translated the Bible every day by the way she lived and acted and loved us, and she was the finest translation of the Bible I've ever seen. And I think that's true. Mothers embody love. Mothers embody faith. And so appreciate that gift. If you're a mother, appreciate the gift that you've given to your kids and all the lives that you touch. And if you are a son or daughter, then make sure they know the love. For my own life, I'll just close with this thought, was that my mother's had a tremendous impact on my life in faith and other areas as well, but particularly faith. She always made sure that we went to summer camp. It was a church camp, and made sure that we went to church. And sometimes we thought it was too many times a week to go to church, to all the different things that were going on. But she was also a great example of faith, and she was also a person of prayer. I grew up in an old Pennsylvania farmhouse, and we didn't have heat upstairs at Ducks. We had to sort of have these registers where the heat would come up, and we had tons of blankets on. And in the summertime, when it was hot, we had to open all the windows because we didn't have air conditioning. And I can recall many times on a hot summer day when I'd be outside playing, and then I'd come around the corner, and my mother was washing dishes, and she had the window open, and she would sing these old hymns of faith, some of the ones that I know you folks like too, "In the Garden," "Amazing Grace," "What a Friend We Have in Jesus," and it was just beautiful to listen to, not necessarily because she was a great singer, but because just to hear her faith and how much it meant. And then she would intersperse the hymns with prayers, and often the prayers would be for us kids. And so sometimes I would just pause and listen to her, not just sing, but also to pray for my brother and my sister and myself. And even today, I can't remember exactly what she prayed, but I do remember her prayers, and I do remember her calling my name and our other kids out in prayer, as well as our nation. And today, as I look back at different challenges in my life, I always, when I'm going through something, will call my mom up and say, "Hey, you know, Mom, will you talk with a little bit?" And then say, "Hey, will you pray?" And she prays for this church every Sunday too, and lifts us up in prayer as well as myself. And she's had a tremendous impact in my life. And sometimes, mothers, you might not realize the moments in your life that are making an impact on your kids and those around you, but know that you are light in the darkness. And for all of us to accept and to honor our mothers, to praise them, and let the praise be known at the city gates, as that great proverb says, and then also to fan into flame the gift that they have given us, so that we have full brightness and we have power and love and self-control. And so today, celebrate Mother's Day and celebrate our mothers. Amen.